for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 88. Tonight, clear with a low of 68. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Finance Committee of the Fairfield City Council met last night and discussed a change to the rate structure for water and sewer utilities. The committee laid the framework for a plan that would implement flat rates for the two utilities, along with incremental increases over the next 5 years. Gas and electric rates would not be changed. The committee is expected to meet again this Wednesday to finalize its plan, which would then be presented to the full city council at its meeting on July 14th. More news next.
Hi folks, this is Sandy at Gale Sales. We are soon going to be in the middle of some good old, hot, humid summer days in southern Illinois. It will be time to break out the short pants and turn on the air conditioner. Let us help you here at Gale Sales with your window air conditioning needs. We have ACs in stock from 5,000 to 25,000 BTUs. They will quickly cool the room on hot days and run quietly. With low power startup, they will conserve energy and save you money. Come see us at Gale Sales and Service for your summer window air conditioner needs.
The Fairfield Save-A-Lot, located on West Main Street, has all kinds of specials for you this week. Whole beef ribeyes, $5.99 a pound. Whole boneless pork loins, $1.87 a pound. Whole twin-pack pork butts, $1.18 a pound. And 10 pound of tube ground beef, $1.99 a pound. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store, located on West Main.
You know what sounds fun? Holiday World sounds fun. We're talking the kind of fun that takes 128 acres to contain it. The kind of fun that leads to the sounds of silence on the car ride home. Because the kids will be sleeping. The kind of fun you need to start having today. But you can only get tickets online and only at holidayworld.com. That was fun.
In other news, the state has announced the first $50 million in grants to kick off its $400 million Connect Illinois initiative. The first projects are spread through many rural areas, bringing broadband access to 26,000 entities that currently lack access. Wabash Telephone in Clay County was awarded $1.591 million for middle and last mile deployment to provide access to 659 unserved homes, businesses, farms, and other institutions. Another $65 million in non-matching state funds will go to a total of 28 projects around the state, according to Governor Pritzker.
They range from rural co-ops and municipalities to nonprofits, including hospitals and colleges and universities. But what's consistent across the board is that these investments will deliver real opportunities to the communities that they serve.
The governor says big cities shouldn't be the only places with high-speed internet access.
The unacceptable consequences of the disparities in access were clear before the COVID-19 pandemic, and over the last few months, we've seen firsthand what it means when a small business that had to close its doors had no online shop, what it means when a child has no ability to access homework assignments online.
The Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity anticipates issuing another round of Connect Illinois grants later this year. The Connect Illinois effort aims to bring internet access to every part of the state by 2024. The Fairfield Business and Professional Women's Scholarship Foundation has awarded 5 scholarships to Wayne County senior girls and mature women returning to college in the upcoming school year. Recipients include Melanie Jordan, attending Frontier Community College for accounting, Rebecca Smith, attending the University of Southern Indiana to be a physician assistant, Vanessa Shum, attending St. Louis College of Pharmacy, Lydia Griffith, attending Fontbonne University for speech-language pathology, and Hallie Anderson, attending Kansas State University for animal sciences. All scholarships were for $2,000 and were provided by the Elizabeth Francis Trust. Francis was a past member of the local Fairfield BPW Club. No injuries were reported in a two-vehicle crash in Keynes yesterday morning. According to police reports, at approximately 7:08, 42-year-old Mount Vernon resident Jeremy D. Lewis was eastbound on Highway 15 in a 2019 Dodge Ram. He was followed by a 2017 Jeep Wrangler, driven by 19-year-old Cesar resident Thomas V. Combs. Police say Combs failed to slow as Lewis prepared to turn east into a private drive, and he collided with the rear of the Dodge. No tow truck was called to the scene, and the vehicles sustained over $1,500 damage. The Wayne County Health Department was notified of one new case of COVID-19 yesterday afternoon. The individual, a male in his 50s, is the 12th positive case in the county. Three people, including the newest case, are in isolation at home, and eight people have recovered. One person with the virus has died. As of yesterday afternoon, the county had completed 1,274 tests, with 1,262 negative results. The State Department of Public Health announced 715 new cases yesterday and 64 additional deaths, bringing statewide totals to 138,540 cases and 6,770 deaths. Several new cases in southeastern Illinois were reported yesterday. Jefferson County announced one new case to reach 108 total, with only one case in isolation. The individual is a male in his 30s who recently traveled out of state. Marion County announced two additional cases to bring its total to 66. 11 of the individuals are in isolation or rehabilitation. Lawrence County announced one new case to reach 6, according to coronavirus.illinois.gov, and Williamson County announced 6 new cases to reach 99. Massac County reported one new case to reach 8. The statewide positivity rate for June 17th through 23rd was 3%. The southern region's rate was also 3%. Governor J.B. Pritzker has released guidelines for Phase 4 that should take effect tomorrow. Indoor dining will be allowed with groups of 10 or less, with tables spaced 6 feet apart in seated areas. Standing areas will be at no more than 25% capacity. Venues and meeting spaces may reopen with up to 50 people or at 50% overall room capacity, whichever is less. Multiple groups will be permitted, given facilities have space to appropriately social distance. Bowling alleys, skating rinks, clubhouses, and health and fitness centers can also reopen, either at 50 customers or 50% facility capacity. Youth and recreational sports venues can open at 50% facility capacity, 20% seating capacity for spectators, and group sizes of up to 50 people, with multiple groups allowed if there is space to socially distance. Indoor seated theaters and performing arts centers can allow admission of up to 50 people or 50% overall capacity, and outdoor seated spectator events can resume at no more than 20% capacity. Concessions are permitted with restrictions. Retail stores, service counters, offices, personal care shops, and other industries that reopened in Phase 3 will continue to operate at reduced capacity. The wearing of face coverings will remain in effect in Phase 4. The Fairfield Public School District 112 Board of Education met Monday night and approved the FY20 amended budget. Superintendent Dr. Scott England said the district finished the fiscal year roughly $30,000 in the black. The board voted to keep the district's registration fees the same for next year, including a $40 book fee and a $20 technology fee for 4th through 8th graders. The board approved an abatement of $90,000 from the Working Cash Fund to the Transportation Fund to make the first lease payment on the district's 5 new buses in July. It also made its annual motion to abolish petty cash to close out FY20, and the fund will be reestablished next month. After closed session, board members voted to increase bus driver pay by 50 cents, and they approved an increase in daily sub pay. Non-certified subs will receive $80 per day, and certified subs will receive $88 per day. In personnel moves, Jamie Hodges was hired as assistant boys baseball and basketball coach, and Amelia Lingefelter was hired as head boys track coach. All extracurricular positions were reemployed, and the board granted Mariah Vaughn a 1-year leave of absence from softball coaching for the FY21 school year. Starting this Monday, Fairfield Memorial Hospital's urgent care will resume normal hours and location in the FMH Medical Arts Complex. In conjunction, the FMH Respiratory Illness Screening Clinic, or RISC Tent, in Fairfield will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day for anyone with the signs and symptoms of a respiratory illness. Patients who arrive at the tent for treatment will need to call 847-8344. After 8 p.m. and until the RISC tent reopens the next morning, patients with a temperature of 100.4 or higher, shortness of breath or rapid breathing, new or worsening cough, loss of taste or smell, sore throat, ear pain, muscle aches, and/or exposure to a person with a confirmed diagnosis of COVID-19 should report to the emergency department. The FMH Cafe will reopen to the public on July 6th. Anyone wishing to utilize the cafe will have to go through the screening station at the hospital's main entrance and be cleared. Visitors will be required to wear a mask when not actively eating or drinking, and tables will be spread out as much as possible to allow for social distancing. Anyone with questions can contact FMH Administration at 847-8243. The hospital would like to thank the area for its understanding and support during the pandemic. While it's not a bad idea to be suspicious when an unexpected credit or debit card shows up in the mail, it appears one that may be legitimate is being mistaken for a scam. For those who did not get their economic impact payment via direct deposit, a debit card has or will arrive in a plain white envelope with the return address of Money Network Cardholder Services. Better Business Bureau investigator Don O'Brien says the card was not a well-known mechanism.
We've unfortunately also gotten calls from people who've gotten these cards and thought they were scams and threw them away. If you get this in the mail, do not throw it away, because now this person has to contact the IRS all over again and try to get that card resent to them. They will get that card eventually, but it's going to be a lot, you know, they're going to have to go through some red tape and some hoops in order to get that card back.
O'Brien warns that scammers may try to text, call, or email to get people to give up their card number or personal information. For those who have not received their economic impact payment, funds may be tracked using the Get My Payment Tracking Tool at irs.gov. Secretary of State Jesse White's office is urging the public to sign up to receive license plate sticker renewal reminders by email. Kim Howard has more.
Instead of getting a postcard, you can get your notice delivered electronically, says Secretary of State spokesperson Henry Haupt.
And this is advantageous for a few reasons. Number one, rather than one single reminder notice in a postcard, they'll receive each year three different emails. The first one will be 3 months prior to their expiration. The next one will be a month prior. And then the final reminder notice email will be on the day your plate is expiring. And this also makes it really simple for you to renew your license plate sticker online right at that moment. And you can do so 24/7 and do so from the comfort of your own home, as opposed to going out to a driver services facility where we know they're seeing heavy customer volume.
Haupt says a record number of drivers are renewing their sticker online as the pandemic continues. Visit cyberdriveillinois.com and under Online Services, click on License Plate Renewal Email Notices to get signed up. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
It's a 14-day Firecracker Super Sale at J. Wilderman Autoplex in Mount Carmel. A blast of savings on every new Ford, Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram during this event. We are saving you every dollar we can. Up to $13,001 off Rams, $11,001 off F-150s, and $9,001 off Journeys. Stop by for a friendly buying experience on over 200 available pre-owned vehicles. Over 70 vehicles, $79 to $199 per month with approved credit. See all the Firecracker specials at jwildermanautoplex.com. We appreciate your business. Open 4th of July, 8 to 4.
Freedom Festival 2020, weekends at Lark Ranch in Lagodi starting July 4th through the 19th. Acres of family fun, enjoy over 20 attractions, take a ride on the train, bungee jump on the air extreme, ride the kids' zip line, check out the farm animals, gold panning, pedal go-karts, giant slides, and more. Each day will be food trucks, fair food, live musics, and more. Bring the family to Lark Ranch Freedom Festival. Check out Lark Ranch on Facebook for information or larkranch.com for ticket sales.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 84. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 25,490, up 44. The NASDAQ is at 9,955, up 46. August crude oil is at $38.79. That is up 79 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 89-year-old Hendersonville, Tennessee resident Marlene Ginther died last Wednesday. She was a homemaker. Marlene Ginther is survived by one grandson, four great-grandchildren, two great-great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Marlene Ginther will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Monday at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and burial will follow in Bethel Cemetery in Ellery. Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield is in charge of arrangements. Infant Sage Taylor Lepsky died last Thursday. Sage Lepsky is survived by her parents, Ryan and Aaron, six grandparents, and several aunts, uncles, cousins, and great-grandparents. Services for Sage Lepsky were held today at Burnt Prairie Cemetery. Nails Funeral Home of Fairfield assisted the family. 61-year-old McLeansboro resident Terry Eugene Diedrich died on Wednesday. Terry Diedrich is survived by his wife, Donna, one son, stepsons Brian and Tim Fulkerson, one step-grandson, and three cousins. Private services for Terry Diedrich will be held at 10 Mile Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the family, and they will be accepted at the cemetery or the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro, which is in charge of arrangements. 92-year-old Belle Rive resident Betty Faye Bell died on Tuesday. Betty Bell is survived by her daughter, Nita Grant, three grandchildren, and two great-grandchildren. No formal services for Betty Bell are to be held at this time. The Golson Funeral Home of Dahlgren is in charge of arrangements. 69-year-old Ellery resident Stanley Lyndon Mann died on Tuesday. He was an engineer. Stan Mann is survived by his wife, Shirley, two sons, brothers Mike of Ellery, Stephen of Olney, and Ron of Albion, seven grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Graveside services for Stan Mann will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Friday, tomorrow, at Little Prairie Cemetery. Memorials can be made to the Little Prairie Christian Church or to the Wounded Warrior Project. They will be accepted at Nails Funeral Home in Albion, which is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast for today. Sunny skies. We'll have a high today around 88. It'll be clear tonight with a low of 68 and then mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 92. The outlook for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, mostly cloudy on Saturday. Saturday we'll have a high of 85 and low of 72. Scattered showers on Sunday. Sunday we'll have a high of 85 and low of 72. And scattered showers are possible on Monday. Monday we'll have a high of 90 with an overnight low around 72.